you want to guess one more time, what would be a red flag for me?
Bad music taste?
Oh, that is a good one.
Because that's one for me. For
that
sure.
is a good one.
Like, that's what not do you what mean? You don't listen to Michael Jackson. But okay.
Okay. This is a huge red flag for me.
All right. Ah, you know what's so crazy? I was going to say men.
You're a man. Mid?
Yeah.
And you're heterosexual.
Yeah. I was going to say. So technically, because my.
Peace, y'all. Peace, peace, peace. So, in this video, I'm going to be talking about the artist Dolce. All right, now, everybody knows Dolce from winning the Grammys, and, you know, now she's like the face of female rap, you know what I mean? And a lot of people are saying that she stole her style from Nicki Minaj and copies Cardi B and all this stuff, but we're going to get into that a little later. But like, y'all seen that clip at the very beginning of this video?
You're a man.
Yeah.
And you're heterosexual.
Yeah. I was going to say, so technically because my-
you know, I don't know if that was a trolling moment, but that's a little disturbing. Not only is it disrespectful to, you know, a lot of men that support her, but it's also disrespectful to her own father. And we're going to be talking about this because I think a lot of artists now are pushing this extremely weird way of thinking, all right? Now, many people are confused, right, how the artist Dolce came up in the rise to fame so quickly, you know what I'm saying, by, like, winning Best Rap Album of the Year and from her signing with TDE, all right, and being noticed everywhere in just a year's time span.
When I first signed her in 2021, I was able to see what everybody's seeing in the room right now, just how incredibly talented she is and just how versatile she is. She has such a huge belief in herself and such a huge belief in her vision that it made me believe in her too. I believed in it so much, I convinced my cousin to not move into his brand new apartment and allow Dolce to move in so that she could stay and not go back to Florida. But more importantly, just as I got to know her, I was able to see just what motivated her and just how much she strives and her will to be the best version of herself, not just as an artist, but as a young black woman. It might sound a little cliche when I say this, but you can be the most talented person in the world, and if you don't have the motivation or the right intentions or the work ethic, then it means nothing.
All right, now, many people speculate that she may be planted, and we're going to discuss that too. But whether she is or not, you know, it's just a matter of time before she starts to dress like this. You get what I'm saying? She's already on the edge already. Now, Dolce is a YouTuber turned musical artist, right, who was born in Tampa, Florida. And it's so ironic that she attended school for the arts. Like I always say, a lot of these rappers, they attend school for the arts, and this is how, you know, they get groomed going through these schools, all right? Now, she attended a school for the arts, which was Howard W. Blake, all right, high school. Now, this school was mainly focused on performing arts, like I said, such as theater, music, dance, and film. So it's safe to say, like, she was prepared for stardom at a very early age, all right? Now, many people may not know this, but Dolce's father was also an artist himself, who went by the name Snatcher the Boss. All right, now, in my opinion, I see stuff like this. You know, we always see the Joe Jackson effect, where the father didn't make it, but, you know, they pushed the kids to go further, right? So it's possible that he may have given her a few points on the music industry and how to maneuver, all right, through certain things. Now, he also owns his own record label out of Tampa, Florida, called The House of CEOs. All right, but he put out some music and it didn't really go too far, so he focused on the executive part.
Really from all of them. I'm talking about they've been on tour with me, you know what I'm saying? Trooper the Shooter, I call them, you know what I'm saying, 16, because that's Body Snatcher number 16. Man, he was one that I was, you know, backing like real heavy, you know, I kind of put my own career on the back burner as an artist and got more into the executive role around that time.
Now, in high school, by the age of 16, she started rapping and writing poetry. Now, this encouraged her to create a YouTube channel and start vlogging on a daily basis, right? Just covering her life and stuff like that and talking about different topics. Now, during this process, she would upload her songs along with her friends as a group and, you know, began doing what most of her fans know as Coven sessions, all right? Now, we're going to talk about this whole Coven thing because it's very important. You know what I'm saying? Like, all artists have to basically be involved in this, all right? So the definition of Coven, if people don't know, you know, if you know, you know. But if some that don't know and you're new to the channel, I'm going to break all of this stuff down. Now, her topics was called Coven, right? Coven sessions. And it says here, a group or gathering of witches who meet regularly, right? So in a natural sense, you know what I'm saying, she would consider herself to be a witch. And we're going to talk about, you know, her being a witch and the definition of her name, all right?
Dolce. Yeah,
Dolce.
What's that mean?
Dolce?
Yeah.
Really? Straight into it. Okay. I'm projecting.
Oh, okay, it's okay. Me. Okay, okay.
What? I don't know why that fucks me up so much.
It's your name, Dolce.
Yeah, I mean, you want the short version?
Nope, I want the long version.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Okay, I used to get bullied a lot. I'm going to rush through it. I used to get bullied a lot, and it was really bad. And so one day I was like, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm going to die one day, and I want to die being myself, being happy. So forget all of that other stuff. And then I think early on I was branding myself early, and I didn't know it. And I woke up one day, and I was like, forget Jayla, I'm Dolce. And then I went to school in a tutu and I started doing music.
Oh, that makes sense. So you created a, I mean, I learned this in therapy because I've done it before. You created a character to protect
exactly.
The real you.
As a defense.
Yeah, yes.
What age was this?
Sixth grade.
Oh, sixth grade.
Yeah, sixth grade.
Yes.
And I've been Dolce ever since.
Yeah, that's, I wonder why, what is it about sixth grade? That was my turning point too.
Now, here's the thing, right? She, you know, she came up with this whole idea like, oh, you know, I call myself that in sixth grade, which I think is complete absolute bull crap. But pay attention to wording. And like I said, these people in the industry are very clever. Now, notice in that clip with Charlamagne, she did not actually give the meaning of what it meant. Okay. And she danced around the question, you know, just to kind of like deflect. As she said, she's deflecting. All right. Now, in Japanese, the word dochi, okay, or doshai, is a casual way of asking which one or which, right? When there are two options, while do is used when there are two or more choices. Now, for those that don't understand this, right, these are called double entendres. When a word has the same pronunciation, but just spelled differently, right? So when you see this witch, right? Witch, not witch, but witch. It's a play on words, all right? So understand, and it says which one, the casual or informal way to ask which one or which, right? Now, the which one can be considered one who is a witch, all right? Or witch, just generally speaking, a witch. Now, for those that don't know, okay, if you say, Jay, you reaching with this whole witch thing, man, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, they're very clever. So the average person won't know this, okay, because I just don't understand how a sixth grader could come up with the name Dolce and it would mean this, right? It just doesn't add up. So now we're going to talk about her YouTube channel. Now, on her YouTube channel, right, all right, she doesn't really have too much things focusing on witchcraft, but I did find this. She's actually performing a spell, okay, on her YouTube channel. Now, I'm not sure what this spell, you know, derives from or what the essence is of this, but I know it is for blessings and prosperity and, you know, getting spiritual knowledge, all right? So when you see her performing these rose rituals and all of this stuff, these people all understand of witchcraft, All right. Now, I'm not sure if she scrubbed a lot of her videos off. I don't know. But as y'all can see, the one-eye symbolism, okay, is very much there. All right. She's a part of it, too. So for those out there like, no, not my Doja. Yeah, she's a part of it, too. She's even hanging out with Doja Cat. Okay. She's hanging out with her and Lady Gaga. I mean, if you don't participate in these things, why would you, you know, associate yourself with these two individuals who are basically known for doing, you know, occultic practices or involving themselves in occultic practices? All right. Now, I want to talk about this whole Grammy situation, but I want y'all to peep this clip of what Eminem said about the Grammys. And yes, we have to take Eminem's word because he is considered a legend in hip hop. But check this out.
You go in really hard about the Grammys in a way, man, you kind of, you drag the Grammys in the mud when you talk about, you have a few Grammys, but you feel like you had to sell your soul to get them. And you didn't know if you wanted it for the recognition or the trophies, but then what's the difference? You know, and that Grammys pretty much suck the blood of artists and nominate them, have them come to the shows. And
which they do. They do it every f***ing year. Yeah, and I'm just tired of seeing it. And for whatever reason, it's like they're always pitching this hint that you might win Album of the Year, which used to be a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal now. Mm-hmm. You know, sat at home this year for the Grammys and watched Jay and Kendrick not get it. And I felt like one of them should have got it. I felt like Joyner Lucas should have won a Grammy for I'm Not Racist.
Yeah.
Absolutely should have won a Grammy. Every year we went, it was, I would be up for Album of the Year, and then the winner is Norah Jones.
Who?
And I'm not even trying to say anything bad about her music. I just, at that point, I had never heard of her.
Yeah.
And none of my friends did either. You know what I'm saying? So we were like, okay, whatever. And then Steely Dan. Okay, I know who Steely Dan is. I know Steely Dan back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But more than the Marshall Mathers LP impact, like, okay, fine. I watched 50. Same shit. 50 did not win Best New Artist at the Grammys.
There was nothing bigger than 50.
Nothing bigger, and nobody since maybe like Snoop came out the gate like that. My first album didn't do it. I never saw someone's first album and the wave happen like he had. And then he doesn't get it. And then I get up there another year, and what was it, the Eminem show? And it was like, whatever, I'm fine if I lose to Kanye or someone that I'm like, okay, I respect that. I know who that is, and Kanye has a huge following, and he's made a massive impact on music. Fine, I'm good with that. But don't fucking get us all here to use your selling point for your fucking show and stiff everybody every single fucking time. And I said, after that point in time, I was like, don't ever ask me to fucking come here again. Please do not ask me. My answer is no for 100 million years. Never again will I fucking go to the Grammys.
Well, now, in my opinion, when it comes to the Grammys, I think the Grammys pertains to a lot of individuals, all right, who sell their souls, okay, just to be accepted in the inner circle. Now, for those that don't understand what I'm saying, right, you have a group of individuals, all right, who are power players in the industry, and they make the rules. Now, in order for you to be accepted in this group, right, doesn't matter how many records you sold or how big your album was, we already established that now with Eminem breaking these things down. But it's all about an inner circle. Okay, and these people that are accepted in this inner circle, right, they have to attend these weird, freaky parties and all of these things. These are the individuals that understand that it's not about how hard you work. It's about who you know. All right. Now, what I will say is this. Many people, you know, consider themselves to be great artists if they have a Grammy. A Grammy, it holds no weight. Okay, we've all seen, you know, the facts of that people can win these Grammys and still, you know, fall off the charts or be considered nobodies later on in the industry, right? But it's the same thing with the Oscars. It's all symbolic. All of it's all symbolic, and people don't understand it. So when I see people like Dolce, you know, putting herself out there, you know, and mind you, let's be clear here. I don't want to shade, but, you know, I just don't see the hype. I don't see the hype. You know what I mean? Like, she's a very great artist, you know, but at the same time, I don't see the hype. All right? Just my opinion. You know what I mean? So, with that being said, y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed this video. I'm going to try to break down a lot of these new artists that creep their way in the industry. But, yeah, peace and blessings, y'all. Hope y'all stay safe out there.